patience, if I want to be happy, I must be willing to endure some pain. I put the adjective some pain in there to make it easy on you. This just even stands to reason. See, you women, you're looking at a beautiful dress. You've got so much money. You look at the price. Yet you turn you away. But with some women, it turns them on. Paying for anything we buy is painful. So the most ordinary human relations, whatever we want, costs us. Things we don't like to do, we do because we want something which has a price tag. Why then must I be willing to endure pain? Because true joy costs. It is expensive. It is dear. There are two kinds or levels of joy. There is natural joy and there is supernatural joy. And I'm speaking from the depths of my soul. I may have to suffer internally, naturally, and deeply if I want to be happy supernaturally or spiritually. These are not cliches. This is not poetry. The only persons who are truly happy are those who understand the meaning of pain. I was out of state for 2 days, Thursday and Friday. Got back close to midnight on Friday. Then yesterday, a mountain of things to do. I keep reminding myself, Arden, you've got class on Sunday. The only way I could prepare for class was after other responsibilities were fulfilled. So I just, and believe me, I know I like sleep. But to retire well after 1 o'clock this morning and get up early enough to continue preparing class. As I've told so many of my Jesuits, you cannot be a teacher unless you come prepared every single class. And my average is 3 hours of preparation for 1 hour of class. In the same context, still on patience, we can also distinguish between two kinds of prudence. Natural prudence is to choose what my reason tells me is a suitable means for a predetermined end. That's the standard definition of prudence. Choosing suitable means for a good predetermined end. However, once a person has the faith and last prudence, will inspire that same individual to choose certain means for a predetermined good end that seem like positive folly, if not insanity, to those who don't have the faith. Like what? Like, in a motor county rhythm, you faithfully read the Detroit News and Free Press faithfully every day and sympathetically for 6 weeks. And you will need miraculous infusion of grace to preserve your Catholic faith. I've said this before, and I wish to insist. America is a hypnotized nation. Hypnosis is the ability to have another person do your will. That's the essence of hypnosis. We are hypnotized. And the media are doing just that. So then, if I'm to be prudent supernaturally, there are things that I will not use. I will not have. You cannot watch television day after day and turn on any station at random and keep, I don't see your faith, even keep the most fundamental virtue. So that supernatural prudence, not may but will, tell us to give up, surrender certain things, because we have another purpose than those who use these things have in life. Now experience. I've said this before, but especially in this subject of happiness or joy, there is no substitute for having experienced true joy. I mean this. There are many people, I can prove it, who have never really been truly happy in their lives. I hope you believe me. But once you've experienced this true joy, they will not be satisfied with any counterfeits. Then you talk to people, though I'm trying to talk to you. They shake their heads, blink, but they do not understand your language. I divide the human race into people who are living in this world and this world only, and people who are in this world but are living in eternal life. And that is why I tell them, look, from what you're telling me, I don't think I've ever really experienced true joy. So, follow my advice. Try this out. A week, 3 days, 1 day, even just 1 day. and see what happens. It won't be easy. But people come back to me and told me, "Father, thanks. I never realized this kind of happiness is possible. It's real." I want to get on top of a mountain and shout. No faith. If we're going to be truly healthy, we must not only have the faith or keep the faith, we must grow in our faith. In other words, we're going to be only as happy as whatever we do through the eyes of faith. To illustrate, I'm always safe when I talk about this sinner. Last night, 5:30, we had dinner. And it's served till 6:30. I took a place at a table. There were six men to a table. There was one seat still left when I sat down. In my heart, I thought, "Well, that'd be great if nobody comes to sit across from me. Because then I'll finish in good time, smile, and walk out." Just before I finished the meal, one of my very dear friends, fellow priest, sat down. He's a big man. So I looked at his plate and said, "Lord, you want it." So I stayed put. Am I making sense? So we talked and we talked until 6:30. And so I wouldn't just be patient listening to him, and because he said, "John, go, don't let me stop you." So what I do, I got an extra great big cup of Sanka. So I take more time. In other words, I've got to believe, or we've got to believe, that everything in our lives is planned by God. Including the Mass today. It was all planned by God. He knows what a proud scoundrel is Father Hardin. So, I'll teach him. I have two main subjects I could give the homily on. Either Radio Guadalupe or humility. I chose humility. Second, reflect on the faith. Meditate on the faith every day. And it means concretely, meditate on your life as you are living it, or in the morning as you are anticipating God will have you live it during the coming day. So you will see God in everything. Understanding, as we've said so many times, it is not enough to believe, we've got to grasp the meaning of what we believe. Meditation. If you people do not practice some mental prayer, some meditation every day, I've been wasting your time. Spend some time just talking to our Lord about what's on your mind. All you've got to realize is who you're talking to. It's not yourself or someone else, but God. And then practice. In other words, live with faith and you will be happy. Remember what our Lord told us? I came that you may have joy. Who can finish the sentence? And have it? Abundantly. That's the comma. That's the way Christ gets us to do what he wants us to do. I want to make you very happy. Gosh, do I have to do this? Yes. What are you grousing about? Then prayer. We need constant grace for both the mind and the will. And the very last statement at the bottom of page 2. Cultivate the habit of daily, frequent, conscious aspirations. I was ready to retire last night, or pardon me, this morning. But turn off the lights, said to myself, heart, just like you. I was going to mark in the number of memorables I had said yesterday. I just want to be very open with you. 83. No matter what you're doing, walking down the street, cooking a meal, combing your hair, washing your hands, but you make some aspiration. I just hope you're doing this. Did I threaten you that I was going to ask for a response today? Who remembers? Oh. In the morning, right? So, how many of you have copies of the morning offering? Seems not everybody. Remember, this is the type you can peel off the back of this and paste it on your mirror, for example. Everybody have a copy. See the morning offering. Look, you don't get away from class here. During the day, talk to our Lord, and just if you want to complain, complain. Lord, this is terrible. I don't like to do this. That's all right. Complain to your heart's content. He appreciates complaints. And with that, I have 26 after. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
the Institute on Religious Life has presented these lectures by Father John A. Hardin, S.J. All rights are reserved. Any duplication or reproduction of this material in any media form without the express written consent of the Institute on Religious Life is strictly prohibited. For more information on other material in this series or on the Institute on Religious Life, call area code 313-930-7470.